So activities at the hall. They did use for a while when I was younger. They had square dances there. Then they finally decided that the underpinning of the hall might not be sturdy enough for people to be doing such activities now, so they didn't do that. They had bingo, which was popular then to get out and have something to do. And we paid a little money and had prizes that we could win. And one night I wasn't able to be there. We had gone somewhere. And when we came back down the road, there were state police cars at Sabino Hall. And they were there because they'd heard there was illegal gambling going on in Sabino Hall. So for 50-cent cards, we were getting raided.
Oh my gosh.
And that is why we no longer pay to play bingo. If we're playing bingo, it's just courtesy of our treasury that buys the prizes.
So did anyone have any thoughts about how the word got out?
I think probably they did, but there was no way they could prove where it came from. But they thought it was somebody that didn't believe in gambling and just didn't think. And where there were children involved, because the children liked to come and do that. Oh, and I was thinking about playing bingo at the hall. And Lloyd Hooker was one of our active members of, and he was president for a number of years. He was a mail carrier up in Bath. And a lot of people knew him. And he had a dog. Dog's name was Brownie. And he liked to bring Brownie up to Sabino Hall with him. And Brownie would come in when he could or be outside. So we were playing bingo one night, and I can't remember if it had started to thunder or something like that, but anyway, Brownie had gotten under Sabino Hall and proceeded to bark and bark and bark some more. And finally, someone in the, there was not Lloyd himself, but somebody else, went out in the kitchen and picked up the push broom and came out into the dining room where we were playing bingo and proceeded to thump that broom down on the floor. And I guess the dog came running out. We were able to continue our game in silence.
Poor Brownie.
Poor Brownie. It didn't hit him. I mean, it just hit the floor.
Right.
So.
Well, it must have been startling between the thunder and then the broom.
Yes. For a number of years, they had a fair where they rented out tables to people that had something, whether it was arts and crafts that they'd created or we had our own baked good table, so we didn't encourage others to rent it to do that. But vendors from uptown who go to other sales, they would rent tables and come, which was a very sociable thing to have. We had a hot dog table over in the corner near the kitchen. But I remember they had baked bean suppers. And when the mother of the people that live next door to me now first came here, she said, "When we have baked bean suppers, we have American chop suey along with it." So our suppers changed to American chop suey and baked beans, more like if you ever go to a bean supper around Bath now, you get several different kinds of casseroles and things to add to just the baked beans and whatever meat they're serving.
Interesting. What other sorts of changes have you seen in the food that's served at Sabino Hall? Or
we didn't used to have the potluck suppers way back. There was that supper, and we had people that cooked the beans and the chop suey and the things like that rather than there's more salad things now. I think people are more conscious of what they're eating and getting more healthy things rather than just the meat casseroles and things like that.
And so what changes have you seen in the physical structure of the hall, if any?
Not too much. Not too much we can do to that, I guess. I think this front porch used to be screened, and then they did away with that. It was, the hall, front porch was screened and kept closed. But one year, the front porch door, the going up onto the porch, was not kept closed because a robin had built her nest inside on and they had to leave it open so she could feed the babies.
Yeah. That's very sensitive.
Yes, right. Kind people down here. Look out for the animals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.